WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Leanne Rimes is only 14 years old, but she's already making country music history. Her new album, called Unchained Melody, The Early Years, is the first country album to debut at number one on the Billboard country and pop charts simultaneously. She also recently won two Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist, a category in which she was the only non-rock act. Ken Tucker has a review.
That's Leanne Rimes' first big hit from last year called Blue. It's a song that was originally written for Patsy Cline, but Cline died 2 days before she was scheduled to record it. 35 years later, Rimes came along with her big voice and easy yodel and did an uncanny Cline impersonation that got her a lot of attention. Rimes' debut album, also called Blue, is still a country music bestseller and yielding more hit singles. The quick release and popularity of her premature in every sense follow-up, Unchained Melody, confirms that there are an awful lot of people out there who crave the sound of Rimes' ringing voice singing anything. And I mean anything, even the umpteenth version of the Beatles' Yesterday. Rimes was 11 and 12 when The Early Years was recorded, and she delivers Paul McCartney's measured melancholy with the supple power and scant subtlety of a kid blessed with pipes she's still figuring out how to use. In the context of country music history, she fits into a line of succession. Rimes is frequently compared to Brenda Lee, who was 15 and known as Little Miss Dynamite at the time of her biggest hit, I'm Sorry, in 1960, and Tanya Tucker, a mere 13 when she broke through with Delta Dawn, about a woman going insane. What struck listeners about Lee and Tucker's hits was the emotional knowingness behind the youthful voices. This is where Rimes hits a snag. Whenever early years start sounding stiff, it's most often because the grown-up lyrics aren't being interpreted that way by the singer. When in doubt, Leanne just belts them out, trying to get a song across on sheer vocal power, very much in the manner of Linda Ronstadt in her glory. Where Tanya Tucker had a great producer, Billy Sherrill, shaping her performances, Leanne Rimes' primary producer is her dad. On The Early Years, Wilbur Rimes surrounds his daughter with plodding arrangements, tootling flutes, and maudlin piano chords. Given her youthful instinct for melodrama, Rimes fares well with the most bombastic material, approaching it kind of like a pint-sized, country-fried Michael Bolton. When she does a cover of I Will Always Love You, you can tell she studied Whitney Houston's version more closely than she did that of its author, Dolly Parton. At her best, though, she turns the Righteous Brothers title tune into a poignant plea from a child's heart.
Oh, my love,
It's no wonder Leanne Rimes has a soft spot for pop. It remains the music of youth in the same sense that country is a genre of middle age, rife with adult concerns about family, marriage, and infidelity. You could chalk up the unevenness of this album to the inexperience of a then prepubescent, but that doesn't give Rimes' substantial talent the credit it deserves. What's clear from this early work is that, now a superstar at 14, Rimes' post-Blue goal should be to invest that talent with her own sensibility, her own soul. To sustain her present momentum, she has to show her dad the door and come up with nothing less than a declaration of independence.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Leanne Rimes' CD, Unchained Melody.